TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ron Ugly is out. Brandon Scott of Sports Radio 610 is in, and we are live on the road at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland, 9717 West Broadway, I believe, is the address. If you want to throw it in that navigation, put BB's Tex Orleans in there and find the Broadway location in Pearland, baby. It'll lead you right to the front door right here. I just got through doing it about an hour and a half ago. I want to remind everybody, it is a football Friday. We're giving away Texans-Colts tickets. We're giving away four $25 gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. And we're giving away, courtesy of Tomball Ford, we're giving away an oil change up at their dealership. By the way, the Texans tickets are the Colts game to end the season, and they are courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers. Big shout-out to our sponsors that make it happen. Big shout-out to BB's Tex Orleans, boy, and as it should, this old gumbo got that nose.
Yeah.
Got that nose running a little bit,
hit
baby.
Hit you in the chest and in the nose.
Got that nose running a little bit, man.
Two-piece on
you. Hey, I know we got a monster game this weekend. I know it's Black Friday and we got a ton of football on. But, damn it, there's one old boy playing for the Rockets that deserves a conversation on Black Friday. There's one old boy on the Rockets that deserves a conversation 2 days after we last saw them on the floor.
Yeah.
There's an old boy on the Rockets that I probably owe an apology to, because I'll be honest with you, about a month ago I was going, man, I just don't see it. My buddy looks like he's intimidated. I mean, it just doesn't look like it's going to pan out. Well, man, Reed Sheppard, 37 minutes, 31 points, 12 of 25, 4 of 12 from the field, 9 rebounds. I can't even get my finger to run across here. 5 assists. 2 turnovers.
He was all over the court,
I mean,
man.
And the
full stat sheet.
The Rockets, he got extended playing time, right? I mean, more than, I don't know, you'd probably tell me better than that. You probably better.
No, it was extended playing time. Yeah. No Kevin Durant. Nope. Tari Eason's been hurt.
Yep.
Obviously, Steven Adams did not play.
They
asked a lot more of him in this game, clearly. I mean, but, Clint, you just read it off. 25 shot attempts. He had never shot more than 17 in a game before that night.
Well, here's what is why I feel like we need to talk about him on this Football Friday. Because though I looked at Reed Sheppard, and it may or may not have to do with the fact that he's a white dude, but I looked at Reed Sheppard and I thought, if we can just get a cat that'll stand over in the corner and Ray Allen this piece, just knock down threes, knock down shots from distance, then we'd be all right. You know, help the shooting with this team. I flipped this TV on, man, the last two games where they beat Phoenix and Golden State,
yep,
without Kevin Durant, without Steven Adams, without Tari Eason. And the guy that I'm watching handling the rock, I mean, it ain't the guy standing in the corner. It's a guy that's aggressively getting to the rim. It's a guy that's aggressively orchestrating offense and driving the lane and pulling it out back to the elbow and knocking down a short jumper. I mean, it's a guy that, of course, knocking down threes, but he's creating, I guess, is the biggest difference. That's the easiest way to put it for me. I did not expect to see a guy that was going to constantly create in the NBA and get his shot. I thought I would see a guy that would benefit from KD and Şengün and Amen Thompson. This cat has developed, which I think the season was dependent on, by the way, if we're talking championships. The season was dependent on several guys developing. And Reed Shepherd in 15 games has developed in a way that I hoped we had seen a fraction of by midseason.
Oh, but see, they would have been good so long as he was just playable. Like, if he had done that thing that you were talking about, that bare minimum expectation that you were having of him of, hey, just stand out in the corner and be this complimentary piece, be Derek Fisher, be somebody like that, right? That would have been good enough. But it looks like it's happening. Like, the thing is happening a little bit more than just be a complimentary piece, where now we're seeing game to game now, they'll have 5-8 minute stretches where they'll just say, hey, man, Reed Shepherd's in charge. You've got the ball. You are our number one offense. And Alperen Şengün is still out there, right? And that, I think, is also to kind of give him a little bit of a break of being the facilitator and being the hub of the offense. Now you can rely on Reed Shepherd, I don't think for an entire game, but for long stretches now, to be your best offensive player. You're seeing him get it on all three levels of the floor, right? He's shooting from three. He's getting his mid-range game. He's getting to the cup. I think his most impressive play in that Warriors game was kind of a touch pass to Amen Thompson, or was really a Amen Thompson, almost like an alley, and Amen catches it in midair and puts it up. It's really like a bullet pass.
Yeah.
And it was just an amazing moment, really, when you think about all of it, from the playmaking, the shot making, the passing. The defense isn't as big of a liability now as it looked like it was earlier on in the season, where he was just a cone. And he's still going to get hunted, right, because he's a smaller defender, and that's just going to happen. But he's bowing up, right? He's frisky on defense. He's getting his hand in passing lanes, creating steals and fast break opportunities. Like, right now, you're seeing Reed Shepherd, I think, play his way into the starting lineup. I think once everybody's healthy, we are at some point going to have a conversation of, is Reed Shepherd really a six man, or have we gone beyond just fill in for Fred VanVleet? Now we've got Reed Shepherd into the, like, fully ingrained into the mix of what we do.
Yeah, I mean, it's consistent. Every time I turn the TV on, man, it looks like the dude belongs in the starting lineup doing what he's doing. And the stat with the box score will back it up. You know, I think my question for you is more along those lines is –
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is this development, do you think it's true development, or do you think we just got a flash in the pan early in the season? A lot of guys aren't dug in the NBA season, as NBA teams typically are. The later the season gets, the harder they play. Or do you think are we seeing something that's got real legs here?
See, we've watched him do this against some of the better teams, right? Like against Golden State. You watch him kind of break down Brandon Pajemski, who is a fairly decent, I would say, not a great, but a fairly decent defender for NBA standards. We've seen him do it against other really good teams. We saw him do it against Oklahoma City last year, the best defensive team that's out there. He had his, up until that point, 25-point career high. So, like, he's against Denver in a loss, right? It was his career high up until that point. I think this is for real, just because of the quality of competition that we've watched him do it against and just the way that it's looked. He's able to get to his spots. He's able to knock those shots down. It's just a matter of him kind of staying steady defensively.
All right, well, 15 games in with the Rockets, and there's no doubt about it, I was dead-ass wrong. I got no problem admitting it. He already has sunk my ship. And like, I watched him, and I'll be honest with you, I saw Jacob Myers-type vibes and was like, man, he's overwhelmed at the NBA level. He looks like he's borderline scared.
Who's going to step in for Fred VanVleet? Fred VanVleet is hurt. Can Reed Shepard and Amen Thompson, can they by committee figure it out how to fill that role? I think now we're beyond that now.
Yeah.
Now we're beyond the Fred VanVleet filling role, and now we're trying to figure out exactly what is this Reed Shepard thing, because I think it's beyond just filling in for one guy.
Well, I want to go another direction with this while we're on the topic of the Rockets. The Reed Shepard thing to me has to be the story of the first 15 games of the season for the Rockets. Like his development or kind of how he's arrived, I would say. Whatever you think of him, I think he's arrived as being a player for this team that's going to be a difference maker, that's going to at least book some minutes. Alpi Şengün, I think, had his moment probably in the offseason in some of that world ball or whatever Euro ball they were playing.
Yep.
I think people realized then, like, well, he's taking his game to the next level.
Yep.
I think the guy that got all the hype this offseason, Amen Thompson, and I'm not minimizing who Amen Thompson is because I watch the games, and, I mean, there's clearly a special player there. Has he developed? Has anything about Amen Thompson developed?
I would say that we are just more exposed to what – I don't know if he's developed as much as he's just more – his game is more exposed, and we are seeing him more. Like, I wouldn't say he's a noticeably better shooter or noticeably better ball handler or noticeably better anything. And so the thing that's benefiting him is just the experience and the exposure more than anything. He's had some rough moments, I think, sometimes where you either wanted him to be – I've had moments where I wanted him to be more aggressive. I've had moments where I wanted him to be less aggressive. I wanted him to reel it in a little bit. But, man, as long as Amen Thompson is getting downhill, and just by sheer force, man, he's just athletically different than most guys that are out there. And so he's going to benefit from that. I think over time he'll kind of become just a better overall basketball player. But I think Amen Thompson has been fine. Has he set the world on fire? Is he all NBA type? No, not necessarily, but I think he's been fine.
Well, I just – as I watch it – and again, I love the player. I'm okay with him just being super athletic and explosive on the offensive end of the floor and being aggressive to the rack and being a lockdown defensive player. I mean, he's an all-NBA player if he can do those things at a great level.
Yeah.
But Ron and I on this show have had a lot of conversations about, man, if he can just develop that jumper. And I've always just doubted, like, I just don't that, – that's a huge stride. And I wonder if, like, Reed Shepard playing well and even Aaron Holiday stepping in with a couple 20-point games playing well, I wonder if that's kind of been a smokescreen for, you know, a guy that we thought was going to take a little bit more of that role and develop his game and do a little bit more of just that – who we thought he was.
Yeah, and I think we all understand that he needs to be a better shooter, but you can't lose sight of some of the things that he does. Like, he's able to create these floaters out of nothing, mm-hmm. right? Some of these odd shots. Well, sometimes, to me, it looks awkward.
The play that you were just talking about where it looked like he was going to catch it, go to the floor, and then get back up at the rim.
But instead, he decided not to go to the floor.
He torques his body, and somehow I'm like, wow, that's – I mean, it's freakish. My point is this. I think we know who Amen Thompson is.
Man, I watched him against – I went to the game against Denver the other night, last week, and I'm watching Jokic just fixate on Amen Thompson as he's roaming that baseline because he knows – it doesn't take but a quick second to lose attention, and if he gets the ball, it's over with.
Yeah, it's over.
It's over with. So he kind of just applies pressure in a different way. It's not jump shooting necessarily. It's not 3-point shooting. It's his awkward raw athleticism that kind of creates a problem for you.
Yeah,
matchup-wise.
And I see that. I see all that. We've talked so much about development. It seemed like the headliner of that conversation was always, boy, I'm in Thompson, and it looks like the other two guys are the ones that have taken their game to an entirely different level. And Amen is exactly who we thought he was, which is fine, which is still a great player and a significant piece of what the Rockets want to do. It's just, these other guys, it seems, have taken it to the next level.
I've been saying since last year, I want Amen Thompson to take the Kawhi Leonard mid-range game leap. Like, you remember when Kawhi Leonard was a raw defensive player. Now, he was a better offensive player, I think, than
Monty. That was back when he played every now and then, wasn't it?
Well, I'm talking about all the way back in the San Antonio days. And then when you look up, and now he can get anywhere he wants and get all the mid-range that he wants. I think that Amen Thompson has that in him. That's the leap that I'm waiting on him to take offensively.
That's Brandon Scott. I'm Clint Sterner. We are live. The Drive is live at BB's Tex Orleans in Pearland for a Football Friday. Giving away Academy Sports and Outdoors gift cards, giving away Texans, Colts tickets later in the season, as well as an oil change from them fine folks up at Tomball Ford. Them tickets are courtesy of our Houston area Ford dealers, by the way. So come on through. In Pearland off Broadway, BB's Tex Orleans. We got a table. We got some good times. We got some cold drinks, some good food to be had. There's no doubt about it. All right, the Texans injury report, as we know, is an absolute beautiful thing because C.J. Stroud has been cleared. But there's a few more folks that the Texans are adding back to the mix here that I think will be could be significant game changers. I'll explain, and we will discuss that old injury report next. Right here on Sports Radio 610.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.